The Pennsylvania State House held a rare Sunday session yesterday to debate funding public transportation. The state's budget is 6 weeks overdue. House Democratic leader Matt Bradford says his party is not interested in a six-month stopgap budget that some Republicans favor.
We cannot tolerate this going on any longer. The other body in this building has an obligation to pass an annual 12-month budget for this Commonwealth and get funds to our transit systems.
SEPTA says it will begin making a first round of cuts on August 24th, affecting 1 million riders. If the Pennsylvania legislature does not pass a budget that includes adequate funding by this Thursday, Governor Shapiro's proposed $51.5 billion budget includes funding to bridge the gap, but it has struggled to get support in the GOP-controlled state Senate. The governor came to SEPTA's headquarters in Center City, Philly, Sunday afternoon to urge lawmakers to immediately act on the latest mass transit funding bill. SEPTA says it is facing a $213 million budget deficit. If there's no deal, 55 bus routes and 5 regional rail lines will be cut in the coming months. Another 66 stations would also close, and there would also be an end to all special sports service schedules. The Environmental Protection Agency has canceled a $7 billion Biden-era program to build rooftop solar. From our content partner, the Allegheny Front, Julie Grant reports that puts Pennsylvania in a unique bind.
Last year, the EPA awarded Pennsylvania $156 million to build rooftop solar on the homes of more than 12,000 low- and moderate-income families across the state. It was part of the Solar for All program, meant to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower energy bills. But there was a caveat. The Pennsylvania legislature required its own approval to accept the money, and so far it hasn't done that. Now, EPA has announced it's canceling those grants across the country.
I am afraid of that being an excuse for not moving forward with the Solar for All authorization.
Monica Carey of the nonprofit Solar United Neighbors says the legislature should still accept this money. She says the EPA administrator has made his move.
But that is not the legal finality of Solar for All.
Carey says the only way to approve this funding is through the state budget, which is at an impasse.
That was Julie Grant from the Allegheny Front reporting for WHYY. Sports Phillies, they got the broom out. They swept the Rangers in Texas Sunday. Next up is a start with the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, a set there, and the Phils are expected to go with Taiwan Walker on the mound. Your Philly forecast, partly cloudy today. We've got a lot of sunshine right now in Center City. We're going up to 90. It's about 74 at the moment. Clear tonight and comfortable down to 68. Partly cloudy tomorrow as we get up to 91 degrees. And tomorrow evening, clear and 73. Maybe some storms on Wednesday.